Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening. Having a little trouble getting started this evening. Called in, they said I had 5 seconds. Then when I got started, they come back and said I had 70 seconds. And then I got cut off. But to God be the glory, we are reconnected, trying to help and fill in for my brother tonight, Deacon James Armstrong. Thanking God for the opportunity, thanking the Lord for life, health, and strength, for his mercy and grace on this day that he has shared with me. I thank the Lord for just looking over us throughout this day and keeping us safe over the dangerous highways. If it hadn't have been for his grace and mercy, we wouldn't be able to be here or be able to do this. Truly, it's an honor and a blessing as well. We're going to start out by doing our prayer request for the bereaved family, the sick, and the needy. All of our loved family members that's going through something. Every family that may be representing the family on tonight, calling in or listening in, we thank God for you, and we will continue to pray with you and for you. Pray for all of our spiritual leaders, overseers of the church, all of our church bodies, praying to the Lord just for our homes, children, grand and great-grands, our relationships. Just continue to remember our schools as a whole, surrounding neighborhoods, all of the incarcerated, a lot of bereaved family, and a lot of ones that I looked on Facebook today of people just every day or every other day seems someone that you know. It's passed and gone on. But God knows best for everything that's happening in the world today. All of the ones that are still struggling through the hurricanes and tornadoes, that lost everything, lost loved ones and family members, continue to pray for them, that they have somewhere to stay, the homeless. All of the ones from the mass shootings that has lost people and their families and loved ones and so on. All of our world leaders, we're going to continue to pray for them, that God leads them to make a change in life and stop splitting each other up for a left side or the far right, whichever it may be, you know. We're all people. There's no separation supposed to be, but it is that way. That's the way of the world. Man has changed so much in the world. But we're all, no matter whether you're saved or you're a sinner, God says we all are his people. So no matter what, we have to answer the call before the Almighty. Save the unsaved, but I'd rather be saved from all of my sin and serving the Lord than serving the world. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, is that we come before you, humbling ourselves, dear God, knowing that you are the source of everything that we need, knowing that you are the love of the world, the light of the world, knowing that you can provide everything that we need in life, Lord, if we look to you. We thank you, Lord, for just loving us so much that you have opened up a way for us to have an opportunity at salvation in our lives if we choose to. You give each and every one of us an opportunity, dear God. A lot of free gifts comes with Christ Jesus, love, peace. So many things that we look at, salvation, promises, so many things that he has given us the opportunity of if we love the Lord and keep his commandments. It means that we have to love one another, love each other, Lord. But you have made it clear to us, dear God, in your word, that all we have to do is look to you, because you're the only one that can change things in our life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you've looked over us and looked over our families, dear God, and continue to strengthen us in the things that we go through each and every day. Sometimes we have good days, Lord. Sometimes we have bad days. But, Lord, you're still in the midst of it all. You've never turned away from us. You've always been by our side. You've always given us the strength to go through. You are our refuge, a shelter, dear God. We can do nothing without you. We ask that you bless each and every prayer request tonight, dear God. Continue to strengthen the ones that need to be strengthened in the area that they need to be strengthened. Continue to help us, dear God, as your people, to share your word, to share your gospel, and just continue, Lord, to live it, Lord, that the Bible tells us to. To be honest, Lord, not to sugarcoat your word with anyone, not to compromise, dear God, but just be straight forth. Now, Lord, we ask you as we do the show tonight, dear God, that you bless within whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do, dear God. Let us be obedient to your will, your word. Help us, dear God, to make the right decisions, to say the right things, dear Lord. Lead us and guide us in the precious name of Jesus as we go through. Touch each and every one in their bodies, Lord, that's struggling with pain, uncomfort, not able to rest, Lord, and sleep at night. We ask, Lord, that you bless us, Lord, to be able to be comforted, to be able to lay down and get rest, Lord. We ask that you watch over our grandkids, our great-grands. Continue to watch over the parents, dear Lord, because, Lord, they truly need your help. We thank you for your love and kindness. Thanking you for your Holy Spirit. We're thanking you, dear God, for everything. Nothing left unthankful for, because you are the one that has made it possible for all of us. We ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. On tonight, the brothers' show starts out saying, new beginning, ambassador for Christ. James Wesley Armstrong, new beginning. And how do we become about a new beginning in life? We become about a new beginning by accepting our Savior and Lord in Jesus Christ, repenting, asking him to come into our life, start a new way of living for Christ, and letting him lead our lives in the way like only he can. If we want to start a new beginning in our lives for the this is the best way to start. We learn about God's word. We continue to trust in God's word. We begin to trust in the Lord through all things that we do, because without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we are nothing. He is the one in all of our lives that we've been able to make it through this world. Troubles may have come our way, and we see things in life and wonder how that we could have got out of this, how we could have got away from that. But it's only through and by the grace of God that we was able to get out of these things, because he made a way for us. I thank him for my many ways that he has blessed me through situations in life when I accepted him into my life. And like I said, I never forget that evening of salvation. And Saturday the 15th of April will be the anniversary of when I accepted Christ into my life. April the 15th, 2008. Never will forget the evening that he changed my life. It's an ongoing life living and traveling on this journey and this road for Christ. But the thing is, once you experience that change in life, it is a new beginning. It is a new start. It's just like when you start a job and you're not really good at that job yet, but you have to work at getting better and better and better. It's the same way that you have to work on this great salvation that we are offered in life. We don't get it all at once. We have to work at it. We have to continue trusting the Lord and asking for help as we go through. We have to continue to be around spiritual leaders in our life to make that change, because if we go back to the same ones that we were surrounded by, we only fall back into the same situations that we was in before we got saved. So we have to realize the importance of making that change in life, because everything when you come out from amongst the world, there's a new beginning, a new change, a new way of life. Even though you're living within this world, you're not living the worldly things that you used to when you was doing them in the world. Your life has changed. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're doing positive things, good things for Christ. You're living a different lifestyle. People look at you and they think that you're acting funny, but it's not acting funny. It's just acting out a life in difference than someone that's living in the world. And as I said, it's a process of things, a process of time. Everything don't happen overnight. You have to learn to live it and live it and live it day by day. There's not a day go by that you can give up and say, well, I'm going to take a break today and pick back up on it tomorrow. No, no, no. You have to continue every day, every moment, because once you accept Christ into your life, trials, tests, and temptations is going to come your way trying to get you back to doing the same thing in the world that you was doing before you accepted Christ into your life, whether it be friends, whether it be someone from the family, whether it be someone that you know. And we have to realize women is the biggest problem for men. The Bible lets us know women is a man's glory, and a woman's long hair is her glory. So we have to realize, as a man, it seems as things open up more and more once you accept Christ into your life, the things that you was out in the world doing and trying to do, they become more thoughtful when you accept Christ into your life that you want to go back and think about. And then there's more opening to those situations in your life.
and easy to fall back into the temptation of the world. So we have to realize God has given us something so special that no one else could give. He gave his son for our cause, to bear that cross, to die on the cross, to be buried. He shed his blood, buried, resurrected, ascended to the Father, sitting on the right hand, plead my case, your case, our case. And we continue to look as if there's nothing to it. But we have to realize we have to continue to share this with friends, family, loved ones. The more we do, our children, grandkids, great-grands, to share it with them about what it all amounts to and what it means. My little six-year-old great-granddaughter, she loves going to church, and she tells her mama and myself all the time, "Mama, I just love Jesus." When she found out about Jesus, and when she go to church, she hugs everybody. She just loves everybody and everything. And if she you come in and she's up the front, she's going to get up and run back and give you a hug or whatever. But she was sitting over here yesterday, and she come and she said, "Mama," said, "I just love Jesus." And Mama told us that, "Well, Jesus loves you too. And we love you too." But she has realized that Jesus loves her. And she's got that in her heart because she's been taught when she come to church. They go back into Sunday school and they taught about Christ. They come here at the house and they taught about Christ. They say their prayers, tell them how much Jesus loves them, to be thankful for what Jesus is continuing to bless and do in their lives. So we have to realize it's a new beginning for them too, but they don't understand unless you continue to explain to them these things about Christ. Let's see what I have here. Okay, scripture for starting fresh. What does the Bible say about new beginnings? New beginnings can be from a range of contexts. Entering a new year, starting a new job, moving to a new city, or being in a new relationship. A new beginning could also be entering a new phase of life with an updated outlook or belief, like becoming a Christian. A new beginning. That's what it's all about. A new beginning. The Bible offers advice and encouragement for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support in the Word of God. Discover the best Bible verses about new beginnings in this collection of scripture quotes. Embrace a fresh start in Jesus Christ with the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is what we are talking about when we talk about a new beginning in life. The topic of the brother's show is a new beginning ambassador for Christ. So we have to share this with each and every one, and we have to let everybody know that this is the beginning, that we start all over again to live life. We don't want to be lost to the world, but we want to live out through eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if you don't get it right and you don't change your life, there's a lot of people that I see that says, "Yes, I'm saved," but the way that they live and they carry themselves in life, it lets me know that, you know, the Bible says, you know, we're not to judge, but we can be a food inspector. And when you're looking at someone's life and you inspect what you see, you're not judging, you're just speaking on what you see in life that they're doing. If there's not a change, then, you know, you just not saying nothing negative about it, but you just don't see nothing positive in the life that they're living. So we have to continue on this journey. James 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. We have to do this. Christ has given us so much. We can go on the internet. We can go in the Word of God. We can look at other things, the research, and so much about, you know, how to live this new beginning in our life with Christ. And just continue to trust him to help us through many situations in our lives, that we can learn from one another as Christians. If we have a problem and we don't know who to talk to, the best thing to do is go to someone within the church, a Christian, a spiritual leader or someone. Don't go to a worldly person with your problems and your troubles and you being a Christian and they still being a sinner, because they will somehow turn that thing around for you to get even or get upset about things that's going on in your life rather than tell you something to help you in life or the right thing to do to guide you in the right direction. And I found this out by just mentioning something. And people start to just go off on something. And I let them know, no, I'm not thinking that way, you know. And I realized that I spoke to the wrong person about anything. And I have to try to let it go. Because I have to then explain it to them in a positive way rather than going negative with it and everything. So when we are living for Christ, our life has to show a change. It has to be about a change, and it starts from the inside to the outside. I know we sang this song, something on the inside, working on the outside, brings about a change in our lives. It can't start from the outside and work on the inside, because everything you're taking from out of this world, putting in your body, is going to be bad anyway. So Jesus has to do something with inside the heart, soul and mind, that it shows on the outside to show that change of life, to show that you want to change, to show that you want to do better, to show that you want to help someone, you want to love someone. And with that, you know, we know, and people's looking, people can see just by looking at you sometimes that there's something different. There's something different about that person in life. There's something going on in their life that we can see that there's a change. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." A new birth. And it's the same thing that, you know, we talked about that new birth, and we talked about the resurrection and all. What did Nicodemus want to know? He didn't understand that new birth when Jesus was telling him that you have to be born again. He didn't understand the process of being born again. He was wondering how could he enter the womb of his mother at his age the way that he was then compared to what Jesus was trying to teach him through and by the will and the word of God. It's a new life we're living, a new beginning. We have to serve. We have to do God's will. We have to show love. We get aggravated with certain situations in life sometimes, but we have to ask the Lord to help us with those situations in life, because without him, we can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone, no matter how hard we try. It takes Christ to work within us. Well, praise the Lord. I'm opening up the mics. You know, I've talked and everything enough. So we want to give somebody else a chance to get a word in, because we know God is good. And all the time, God is good. Good evening, everyone. Everybody's mic open. Any conversation or any encouraging word or anything to add with the new beginning.
Praise God. Well, praise God, brother.
Praise the Lord, sister.
I thank God for you, because a new beginning says a lot, because just like every morning is a new beginning.
Yeah.
So every morning, mercy is new every morning.
And
yes, it gives us a day to thank him for all his goodness and his kindness toward us. And the word of God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So,
yes.
And so when he saves us, that's a new beginning for us to do the right thing. And when he comes into our heart, we're made brand new. We're not the old man anymore. I'm not the Alina I was before he came into my life and saved me. We you know, they say that song, I look in my hands look new. Look at my feet, they did too. Because he changes us from the inside out. And that's what the sinner man don't understand. He changes you from the inside out. You don't think the same.
No, you
don't act the same, because he changes you from the inside out. He puts his spirit on the inside of you. And
that's
you
right.
Don't desire to do, you desire to do what's right. You don't desire to do the wrong thing. And yes, he'll come at you. That's why you have to confess before the people that what God's done for you. Because if he blesses you, you come to church like you come to church, and you know he saved you. And you say it, and you go out, he'll convince you, oh, he didn't save you. Saved you. You'll let him convince you that he didn't bless you, and you'll just let go away, and there you are. But once you confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, confess with your mouth what he did, that's what you have to do. Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth that he saved you. Because if you don't, he'll steal it from me. That's why you have to tell what God did for you and stand on that. Praise God.
Yes, you do.
He will bless you. The more you tell it, the better you will feel, and he'll continue to bless you. Because it happens on the inside. Praise God. And he just does that work on the inside. It don't happen on the outside and go in. It happens on the inside and shows on the outside. That's what happens. Because he makes you brand new.
Amen.
And that's why the sinner man can't see that. They don't see that. And he changes your thoughts. He changes your mind. He changes your mind. Your thoughts are not the same. He'll bring thoughts into your mind, but you have to cast those things down. Because, honey, anything good from the Lord, but those evil thoughts come from Satan, and you have to cast those things down, because that's of the enemy.
Amen.
They're not of God. because all good things come from above, and you have to rebuke the enemy. And that's why I know when you knew and the Lord know, you don't know the word, but that's why you have to go to church and the Bible class, and as you learn the word, you have to rebuke Satan with that word, because he's not afraid of us. But when you give him the word, he has to believe. He has to believe when you give the word. But just being afraid of us, no, it ain't going to do nothing to him. But once we give him the word, he'll have to flee, and he'll leave you alone for a season. Praise God.
Yes.
So that's why we need to learn God's word so we can give it to him. That's why he knew who Jesus was when the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness.
Yes, he did.
He knew he was the Son of God. But that didn't stop him from tempting Jesus. But
no,
Jesus gave him the word. And when he gave him the word, he would come at him another way. But Jesus still gave him the word, and that's what we have to give him, the word. Because he's afraid of us.
Different.
But once we give him the word, he has to flee. Because we have to seek his, we have to seek God's face.
Yes,
we have to seek his face. And you don't get it all overnight. You grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we grow just like a newborn baby. When a baby's born, that's a newborn baby. And when we get converted, we knew in the Lord. We knew in the Lord. You have to crawl before you can walk. And you begin to learn of the Lord. You learn of the Lord. And as you learn, you begin to grow. And you have to stay, around Christian people. You can't hang around the friends that you used to hang around, because they still in sin. They still want to
bring you down.
But you hang around Christian people,
and
pray you strong in the Lord. You get strong in the Lord by hanging around Christian people. I always hung around older people anyway. And that's how you get strong in the Lord and learn about Jesus and learn that he loves you and all that.
And he does.
And just like you're talking about your grandbaby, she's precious as she can be. And when someone come into church, she runs and hugs them. Why? Because her heart is, she got a tender, loving heart. And
that's
she just loves everybody. And that's the way the Lord wants us to be. He don't want us to be judgmental. He don't want us condemning nobody. But he wants us to show love. That's how you win somebody, is by showing love. Unconditional love. And when we show unconditional love, people can feel that love.
Yes, they can.
But if you judge me and all that, they can feel that too. So that's what we have to do. We have to show. He said, I leave a new commandment to you, that you love one another. That's how they'll know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sentiment too. No, we don't go along with the sinner man's sin, but we have to love the sinner man.
Yes,
we have to love them. And we
don't
go on after them. And they know what they're doing wrong. We just have to love them.
That's right.
And if we love them, God will let
them
know Jesus loves you, and I love you too. And if it comes to where we can be a witness, be a witness. And let them know the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you, and I love you. They know what they're doing wrong, but let love draw them. So if love don't draw them,
and that's where they see the change in your life. By sharing
that's right. Let them see the love in your life. That's
they see the change in your life. And
that's where the hope
comes in for them. And for them to get the hope to that faith and know that
that's
if he's done it for him or her,
he'll do it for them. Because I remember how you told the story how when you went back to work and you had got saved. And they were looking at you because they knew how you was, and they saw the difference. See, people watching you. They watching you. They saw the difference in you.
So true.
So
see,
that's
true.
Why we have to live this thing. We can't tell things. We're going to have to live this thing. And our light will shine and people will see the difference in our life. We don't have to tell them nothing. That light will shine.
Amen. Yes, it will.
That's what counts. And I thank God for you. It shows. It shows. Yes.
It says Ezekiel chapter 11, 19, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them.
Yes,
I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. So he's letting us know that he's letting them know that when you become a child of God, he's going to replace that with a heart of flesh, a heart that has some meaning to it, a heart with some change to it, a heart with something in it that can express feelings in, that shows love and just shows compassion to people. You can see a difference start to begin in a person's heart when they make that change. And he let us know that only he can do that. We can't
only
do that.
He can do it.
We can't even make the change ourselves.
Yeah, he takes that stony heart out.
If he's leading you, then you have to open up, and you have to ask the Lord, help me. Give me a faith, Lord.
Yes.
Give me hope, Lord, to want to change my life, Lord, to want to do this, Lord.
Yes, you do.
I was praying before I got saved for some things, for God to take some things away from me. And, you know,
Lord.
Me back then, I had respect for people. And I'm going to tell this story for the glory of God, because a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord started dealing with me to go back to church.
Mm-hmm.
I like to smoke my weed, but the thing was, I prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, take this taste away from me, Lord, that I, you know, can just get away. Because it's already leading me. That's before I had my surgery and got sick and all of that other stuff. Well, when I was ready to mess around and smoke that weed, I couldn't. I would start going through an anxiety attack, and I'd have to leave.
Lord.
And I wasn't understanding at first what was going on. Well, I went on, and I started again trying to do the same thing. Same thing happened again. And then I was still going back and forth to church. Well, the Sunday before I had the surgery, this is in the two weeks going back to church, Bishop Hester preached a sermon.
Yeah.
I almost had
it.
And I was trying to run. And that sermon was just for me that Sunday. And I would pick him and try to get me to go to the altar and everything, but I wouldn't go. I prayed away. And it seemed like tears was balding up on the inside of me. So I wanted to just cry. When church got, he said, I'm not going to beg anyone. He said, God's leading me to have this altar call. So somebody needs it.
Lord.
He said, you could go out there and leave the church today and something happened. And you don't make it through, and your life's lost. And I thought about all of this, because I'm going through everything. Well, I left out of there, went to go down the road, and I stopped, speak to the people, with the saints and all. This particular time, I went straight to my car, because I was about ready to bust out in tears, trying to hold it. I was dealing with I went down the road, and as I was... ears come down and everything, and I went on, and I got back to my little apartment and everything, thinking about it. Two days from that Sunday, I had surgery, in which I went had my surgery and everything. The thing was, after I had my surgery, come home and everything, that's going to let me go, ended up with this severe case of something that the doctors told me that they didn't have any research on. They didn't have anything on and know why or anything about it.
Continuously.
And they had me to the point that I couldn't stop. Went through day and night. This was just about for a whole month that I was going through. I was losing weight. I couldn't stay down. I lost about 30 pounds, I guess, within that time. And it was just strange. Now, when I went to my doctor and he seen me, it hurt him so bad. He started, you know, looking at me anesthesia. But during the meantime of this time, on a Saturday evening, never forget it, April the 15th, which would be the anniversary of Saturday coming. And you know, the thing about it was on a Saturday that I got saved, April the 15th. Well, April the 15th is falling on this Saturday this year.
Lord
Jesus. 2008, April the 15th back then. Well, it's 2023, April the 15th.
23. Lord have mercy.
When you look at the anniversary, and I've been thinking all about this because it's something that I never forget the date of what happened to me on that day. And you and sister pastor, y'all come and y'all pray for me.
Asked me that I'm going to be saved.
And I opened up my heart, repented, and asked the Lord, told him I wanted to be saved. And he changed my life.
Yes, he did.
In that process of time, when you're in the hospital, the lights are bright. But it looked just like a bright that came about when I accepted Christ in that room. And I don't want to take a lot of time, but I do want to get my point across to what God can do and what he did. He changed my life for the better.
Yes, he did.
And
he did.
Even though I was going through the process, I felt better. I accepted him. I stayed the night. They released me the next day.
Lord
have mercy. They brought me back in, and he told me, he said, I know the family's worried about this, and we don't know what to do. He said, because we never experienced and said, to tell you the truth, we don't know what to do. But we prayed about it. Him and the anesthesiologist and said they wanted to. They could put me back to sleep and reverse whatever had happened in the process to see if it would work.
Yeah.
Well, they did. Took me back, put me to sleep. He said when I woke up, said I did it two or three times, so they put me back under 5 minutes. And when I came back, told me they waited a little bit, nothing happened. So they put me back in the room for 30 minutes. It never happened. It sent me home. And from that point on, God blessed everything to just go away just like that.
Nothing
that the doctors did without prayer and without the Lord leading them to try to do something see. But God is already working it out that night when I got saved. She changed my life. Even though I slipped and ask the Lord to keep on helping me, keep on going and keeping on learning. It didn't happen overnight. It was a process of time. The thing was, the more and more that you do and more you go through the process, you get better and better at learning. You want to do things with the church. You go to Sunday school, you go to Bible study, you start to learn, you start to do research, and you talk to the Lord day by day. It's just like working on a job when you first start and you're learning that job. You have to work and work and work at it to get better at it. It's just talking about a baby. When a baby grows, it's got to, grow. That's just like a baby's feet. Now, if a baby starts to grow and the feet still the same size, well, it's hurting that baby for a baby not to be going along with the baby going.
That's right.
You have to start getting bigger shoes, bigger clothes, and things. Everything in the process of time. So it's the same way with salvation. You have to live it day by day. You can't take no break. I'm going to live it for this. Take off yet.
Every day.
You can't do it. It's an everyday process.
Every day.
The Lord gives you a new beginning, it gets mercy.
New beginning.
It's a new beginning every day that you wake up and
new
you open your eyes.
New beginning every day. That's right.
New beginning every day. So we have to realize
Yes.
The Lord has given us something more special than anybody else could ever offer
us. Yes, he has.
To give us that gift again and by his mercy, to give us the grace to go along for us to do some of the things that we do in life. Not only that, he blesses us to go through situations health-wise, financially, whatever it may be, gives us in life as we go through. Sometimes you may not think about things because he's doing so much, and he does so much.
Yes, he does.
We have to share it. We have to be about it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sugarcoat it. We got to not let down on it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to continue to praise him, worship him, lift his name
We do.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lift
your name
on
high. I don't go and try to lift my name.
Lord, Jesus.
People look at it and they feel that they should be lifted up more than God.
No,
shouldn't be. Because he's the one and only.
He's the one.
Our
he's
Lord
the
is the powerful God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. So there
is
no other besides him that
That's
we look
right.
to be the source of everything that we can ever imagine, going through, doing, or whatever it may be. He gets the glory and honor and praise from it.
Get the glory.
It took me a while to learn these things. I didn't learn it just as soon as I got saved. It was a process of time to get to where I am now. And to be honest, I never thought I would be where I am now.
Praise
God has brought me from a mighty long way to a place to be able to try to be a help to someone else, to share his word, be an encouraging word, thanking him for everything that he's given me that I can try to help give to someone else. And in the process, I'm still learning. I'm still growing.
We still learn.
I still got
still
a lot more that I need.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
So we do this for each other because of the love for one another, because of serving one another. This is the commandments that he gives us to do.
Yes,
Lord. If we love the Lord and his word, that we love one another.
That's
love our neighbors as ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
As I say.
So like you said, love plays a big part in everything that we do, that we say, whatever the situation may be. We have to have it. We have to show it. We have to share it. And sometimes it's hard. Some people make it hard for you to share love, too. But we have to get to the Lord and vote on people. And asked him to help us along with him and keep going and not let ourselves get down and out over it, because God has our best and in interest. He has us in interest for everything that we do. He's taking care of his people. He's given us a way to go through situations in life. But it's up to us if we want to go through it or not. Or do we want to about it and let things go and put ourselves in a position to hurt people? We can't do it.
We can't do it. No.
Well, let me let somebody else jump in. I didn't talk enough.
Praise God. Praise God.
I get to talking and get to going, so I better let somebody else talk a little bit while we got a little bit more time. Anything to share, anything to say. To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the Lord. Jump on in there, ma'am.
Yes. Well, I have some marvelous, some wonderful, some fantastic, some glorious news.
Praise God.
Tell it.
This
praise
week,
the Lord.
My left leg had been just completely out of whack. I can lift it up and down, but then I can flex my foot. I couldn't move my foot before, but then I can flex my foot.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. To God be glory.
Glory.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
What a blessing. What a mighty God we serve.
God is good.
What
a
tremendous God we serve.
It is. Without him, we can do nothing.
We can do
nothing.
Amen. He's still blessing you, Sister Margaret.
He is.
Yes,
you know,
the good thing
about it is when we're laying down at sleep at night and we don't even know we're in the world, he's still working things out on our behalf.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's still working things out on our behalf.
Yes,
and
he
sometimes
is.
We can go to bed
is.
With one thing going on and we can wake up the next morning and that thing be gone.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
So to God be the glory. That's real good news.
Yes,
yes, it
is.
Yes,
it
is. Thank
you, Lord.
And also, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
Amen. Let me tell you, I've been doing some writing, and since writing it says it has to be a different, and it's focused on all these people and going to church and taking day in. Staying Christ and doing all this crazy stuff. The
mm-hmm.
world and God does not collide. So we
mm-hmm.
cannot do the world stuff and think we're going to heaven.
That's true.
No, we can't.
We can't.
Has to be a change.
It has to be a change.
His lady completely to all these writers. I have many writers that I've done over the last month. And I say, I'm so enthused with it. I'm so happy with it. The Lord is moving in me like nobody's business.
Praise God.
He's just blessing me.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. And if you want to share it on Tuesday, you can share it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm so sorry I missed it yesterday. Tuesday,
yes.
I missed it. We had a whole lot of visitors here. The state
yeah.
and everybody came in, so they had to come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I missed it.
Well, if you want to be on that Tuesday at noon, you tune in and you can share some.
Praise
God.
Yeah,
I sure will.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
I sure will, because I'm telling you, he is so miraculous.
It's
so
wonderful. That's wonderful.
So wonderful. Oh, Lord, he is so magnificent, it's so fantastic, so fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes,
wonderful, so outstanding,
yes,
so faithful, so true, so
yes,
miraculous. I mean, honest to God,
yes,
oh, my Lord. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's all right. That's
so
what it's
real.
All about, praise and worshiping him. Because his
that's
glory
right.
and
Amen.
Honor is what it's all about. That's
it
like
is.
Isaiah
Listen.
Chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will
that's
soar
right.
on wings like eagles. They will run
eagles.
And not grow weary.
Not
they will walk and not be faint.
That's right.
So that lets us know
Hallelujah.
What God lets us. And we can count on his word.
We can count on his word.
We
yes,
can
we
count
can.
On his word.
He's
letting us
his
know
word.
What we can do.
That's right.
He
That's
letting
right.
us know. So when
That's
he
right. no.
lets us know, we can believe it and we can bank it. Like they said, we can take
That's
that to the bank. Some things they tell
yes.
you can't take to the bank because it ain't nothing but
That's
a lie. But
That's right.
when
uh-huh,
God
right.
says it, we can
you
take
can.
That to the bank, and
you
we
can
count.
Count
on it.
We can
Praise
count
God.
On it. He'll never let us down. He'll never let us down. Praise
never.
God.
Never.
That is right. That is all right. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. Anyone else got anything else they'd like to share, like to say? We've got about
God.
4 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Anything else?
Praise God.
I'll read this one more verse right here. Luke chapter 7, verse 47 says, therefore,
mm-hmm.
I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as she, it says, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. So that's Luke chapter 11, verse 47. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. So she had great love shown because her many sins had been forgiven. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. So it don't matter if little has been given, it still loves. It don't matter if big's been given, it still loves. Everything that comes about has love in it, one way or another.
We never can
let go of the love.
That's
because love makes a difference.
That's what it is, love. Praise God.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
We have
about 3 minutes. Praise God. Sister, we're going to ask you, if you don't mind, please, praying us out as we go forth throughout
praise
the rest
the
of this night.
Praise God.
I sure will.
Praise God.
Yes.
Most Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thanking you for this night, for this blessing, for this gathering, Lord. Thank you for all the ones that are on this call, Lord, and now on the computer, Lord. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful blessings that you bestowed on us. Lord, thank you because if it had not been for you, we never could have made it. Lord, I've been here for 53 years and 6 months, and Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because
thank
you blessed me so tremendously.
Yes.
You have been such a mighty help to me, Lord.
Yes.
Through this last 6 years, I struggled with things, and you helped me. You showed me. You told me. You spoke to me. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you because you've been so merciful, so kind, so loving, so gentle. Thank you because of the hand I've been for you, Lord. I cannot admit it this far. Lord, thank you for each and every one on this call, Lord. Thank you for letting us gather in the name of you so we can gather and talk about you and worship together and be with each other.
Yes,
Lord,
Mama.
I thank you so much for everything. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We do appreciate it because we know from where all of our help comes from.
Yes, Lord.
From
above. From
above. And all good things come from above. That's what we got to think on. All of the good things God has done, can do, and will do for those that love and keep His name. Everybody, I hope have a blessed night. With that, shalom.
Lord.
Be blessed.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Praise God. Praise God.